Sideshow. It's time for the latest arts news with Claire Nichols. Hi, Claire.
Hello, Michael. You know, there's no doubt that working in the performing arts can present some really unique challenges for performers and other industry professionals. And of course, these can take a toll on well-being and mental health. I guess if you think about the demands of being on tour for a long period of time, away from family and friends, or the pressure that comes with getting things ready for opening night. So I have some good news on that front, Michael. The Arts Centre in Melbourne has launched a wellbeing helpline for people in the industry who might need some extra support. This initiative comes through the centre's Arts Wellbeing Collective Group, and it's set up a phone line that will be open 24 hours a day with access to qualified professionals who can help people work through mental health or general wellbeing concerns. And if you want to give this hotline a call, the number is 1-800-959-500.
Yeah, that's 1-800-959-500. And we'll talk more about that helpline on next week's show. Now, in other news, ushers in the West End are wearing cameras. What's this about?
Well, sadly, this is because of poor audience behaviour on the West End. There have been a few high-profile incidents over there with disputes in the audience, sometimes between theatre-goers and ushers, and sometimes between different audience members themselves. And to that end, some theatres in the UK have been trialling this camera system where ushers wear body cameras pinned to their chests. These cameras have a forward-facing screen, so audiences can actually see that they're being filmed. They've been trialled at various venues under a pilot program, and the organisations Society of London Theatre and UK Theatre, which led this trial, are now encouraging other theatres to use the cameras as a way of de-escalating incidents.
I hope they don't make things worse. Anyway, I guess the trial will find out how that all happens. Now, there's a couple of quick bites of music theatre news.
Yeah, firstly, Paul McCartney is writing his first ever musical. He's been hired to write the songs for a stage adaptation of that feel-good Christmas film, It's a Wonderful Life. That musical is due to open late next year. And Michael, we also need to farewell the man who brought us these famous lyrics.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
That is, of course, Tomorrow from the musical Annie. Those lyrics were written by Martin Charnin, who has died at the age of 84. Now, this man was a real force behind the creation of the musical. He came up with the initial idea to adapt the Little Orphan Annie comic for the stage. He wrote the lyrics and he directed the musical, which made its Broadway debut in 1977. And it ran for almost 6 years in its initial run on Broadway.
So that's a final excerpt for Martin Charnin. Claire Nichols there with Arts News.